Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Dooley.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa. Hello, hello.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, Risa, and everyone. September 7th. Can you believe this? It's kind of our summer's over. Is that the situation now? Is it time for everybody to start thinking of school and work, or should we just put a positive spin on it and think, hey?
I live in Los Angeles. It's always summertime.
Irrelevant. Yeah. I hate to keep twisting that, but, you know, that's kind of the truth. You know, we look forward to the same weather basically all year round. I mean, but, you know, Risa, some people miss that. They miss the snow and the leaves falling and the, you know, the rains and things like that. But
miss something you never had. I was born in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you're used to
it. What can I say? I've never had a season change. The few times I've had the misery of being someplace where it did change, it was like, okay, no, this is, I'd rather be in L.A. So
yeah.
That's not my issue.
Yeah, and, you know, people talk about, well, in California, you got the earthquakes. I've been here like 37 years, and I remember two tiny little movements. And, I mean, you know, that's not much of an issue.
I've been through some big ones. I was in the one in 53 that was big, the one in 74 that was big, the one that was in 94 that was big. I've lived through the big earthquakes. Now, granted, it wasn't the big one. But we don't have earthquake seasons, and I tell people, that's the difference to me. You have hurricane seasons, you have flu seasons, you have typhoon season. We don't have earthquake seasons. Ours come about every 20 years, and then the really big one, I think, is supposed to come every so many hundreds of years, and we're supposed to be due to that one, but, you know...
Yeah.
What can I say?
Well,
every place has got something, and ours isn't often, so I'm good.
And when they say an earthquake, I mean, you know, it depends where it's at. When they had that one in Northridge, I just watched it on the news. We didn't feel anything, really.
Oh, I did. Well, you're in Orange County. I'm in L.A., and I had I didn't have any major damage, but the freeway collapsed very close to where I lived. It was very traumatic. It really was. I did have a hot water heater that came loose and did some damage to my unit and the unit below. But I didn't have a building collapse on me or anything. So
yeah, the water. If the water main breaks, that's no big thing. But the gas line, I always. But, you know, that's not good if that ever breaks. You know.
Well, they have those shut-off valves, so you don't get a cut-off valve.
Yeah.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
And that brings us up to our hot topic today. And today is Labor Day. And that's my hot topic. It's annually held on the first Monday of September, and it was originally organized to celebrate various labor associations, the strengths and the contributions that they had made to the United States economy. It's largely a day of rest now. I mean, people aren't really having a lot of Labor Day parades or anything. And many people do mark Labor Day as the end of the summer season and the last chance to make trips or hold outdoors events. Now, the schools have started back in Los Angeles already. I know we never used to go back to school until the Tuesday after Labor Day. But now they've been back. Some have been back for as much as 2 weeks already. But there's lots of ways you can celebrate Labor Day. In my complex, we're having a concert. To this afternoon. A lot of people are barbecuing, having picnics, and, you know, there are those people who still have to go to work on Labor Day because, you know, it's like hospitals and police and firemen. They've got to, you know, keep the city running and everything. But most people are off today. There's very little traffic outside. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Labor Day, not to be confused with Memorial Day. I always confuse the two. I never know which is which. But today is Labor Day, and happy Labor Day. And we appreciate all of those that do all the work day in, day out, and hopefully they get a good day's rest today.
That's true. That's true. And my hot topic, Rita, I'm just going to follow through on a couple stats. For Labor Day, the first Monday in September is the creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of America, of the American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contribution of workers made to the strength and prosperity and well-being of the country. Now, there's some disputes here, Rita. I don't know if you knew this. The first government recognition came through an ordinance passed in 1885. More than 100 years after the first Labor Day observance, there is still doubt to who first proposed the Labor Day for workers. It was a issue between Peter McGuire, secretary of the Carpenters Brotherhood, and Matthew McGuire, a machinist. It's still basically in debate today. An article I read in U.S. News, baby boomers account for, it is basically still relating to labor here. The baby boomers account for nearly one-half drop in the labor force participation rate, all right, since 2007, according to a report released from the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Now, the participation rate, which is the portion of adults, whether they're employed or looking for work, that's the participation rate, is one of the most puzzling and, for many people, most misunderstood parts of the labor market. Now, remember, the participation rate is not just people working. It's people that are working and looking, okay? At 62%, the participation rate is the lowest since 1978 and has fallen 3% since 2007, a year before the oldest baby boomer turned 62. And about 32% of baby boomers said they will never stop working. So whether it's going back to work or going to the gym or having a hobby, whatever, the point here is, and as usual, Reese and I point out to everybody, is just keep moving and keep in shape. You don't have to retire and sit in your chair, and your best friend is your remote. That's not a good thing.
And that brings us up to our first commercial.
That's right.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Are you a business owner interested in workforce expansion and wanting to include hiring individuals with disabilities and are wondering how to obtain the most qualified professionals at minimal cost? The Disability Awareness Experts can help. Our consulting services extend to businesses, organizations, and employers interested in expanding through hiring individuals with disabilities. The Disability Awareness Experts are a nonprofit organization and are proud sponsors of Easy Way Broadcasting and members of the United Nations Association of Beverly Hills, California. For more information, contact daexperts.org or dial 310-910-7460.
310-910-7460. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. And Rita, we have a very, very special guest on today and talking about the term on point, or someone you can count on, and all the phrases, you know, in that category. Sophia Alvarez has been with us for some time, and I'll tell you, like I say, the term on point, this lady is, when you need something done or if you have to check the list, she's got it down. And she was with us at a very interesting event. And let's see if we have her on yet. Sophia, are you on the line with us?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Hi, Sophia.
Good morning, Rita. Good morning, Tim.
Alvarez. Hello,
good
hello.
Morning.
Thank you for coming on. Rita, this is Sophia. Sophia, Rita, you know each other. Okay.
Yes.
Sophia, we were at an event this weekend, ENA, the 24th National Convention. It was basically, business networking from Africa to the United States. And was that an interesting event or what?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
it was beautiful.
It was amazing. Rita, I'm telling you, you have to wait until you see the videos. And you had a chance, Sophia, to really, you were up front there, to really meet the people kind of as they came in and see their outfits. And, I mean, without anybody saying anything, didn't this seem like an event for dignitaries?
Yes, yes, for sure. And like you said, when I was sitting up there in front, it was just, all my eyes were just on these beautiful women and these wonderful men that were passing through. And, you know, I just was amazed at how vibrant and beautiful their outfits were. And, you know, just, I mean, when you see a picture of them, you know, on Facebook, or you see a picture, you know, somewhere else of their outfits, you know, I have a pastor friend who's in Nigeria and she dresses beautifully like that. It gives no light to when you actually see
it.
I mean, it was beautiful.
And I understand they were all on the red carpet, which was sponsored by Easy Way Broadcasting.
Yes, yes, they were.
And the
Bright
event
Life
itself
Music,
was sponsored by Bright Life Music,
Bright Life Music.
Entertainment.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, Sophia, wasn't it, I mean, I was just, I keep saying I was so happy with the way the carpet set into the little alcove there. Well, it's not a little alcove, it was like 25 feet, but it went across and then angled inward, went back across and angled back out, and in the back was a beautiful wood-framed panel lighting and marble flooring. All right, on that set our carpet, Rifa, with our media wall and our lights, and it was the whole ambiance. Didn't it come together well, Sophia? You know, the whole way it really looked nice the way we set it up. And it wasn't in the way because it was kind of recessed back a little bit. But you know what, Sophia, what I noticed was some of the people were a little reluctant at first because, you know, some were a little older and, you know, they weren't sure about, you know, they're a little shy. There was a little shyness there. But I noticed after a few of them started getting on the carpet, they all wanted to be on. Did you see that?
Yes, yes, right? They were all lining up and
thing
you know, it was just like overflowed with just, you know, not only Easy Way talent, but definitely everyone from the event. They were, you know, getting their pictures taken, and it was just really nice, really nice.
Well,
very
Eric brought in his entourage of cameras with all the different cameras, and I don't know how many were there, 10, 14 cameras, and a celebrity showed up, and, you know, when he's involved, people know, like, some events you go to, so-and-so is supposed to be there and they don't show up, or there's supposed to be a lot of cameras and there's one camera. Well, Eric pulled through as usual. There was just an entourage of cameras, celebrities, and the people. Now, I don't know if some of these people that came from Nigeria knew who some of them were, but, boy, you notice, Sophia, they drove. They came some far distance to attend that event.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Nigeria.
And you know everybody follows Eric. Eric,
well,
everyone follows Eric Zoom.
Caught some emails there, but they were from Canada, Nigeria.
Yes.
Huh?
We had them from Canada, Nigeria. I think there was somebody from Australia. I mean, it was amazing. And they had some interesting stories, but they just really seemed, I heard some of the comments in the background, like the one little girl said, Mommy, this is so exciting, you know. It does add flair when you add the carpet, you know. It does make a difference.
Well, wait,
so
people were sharing from Canada to Africa, and there are people from everywhere?
The majority, I think, that we're talking to, we had people coming in from Nigeria and surrounding areas. There was someone there that came down from Canada, some from the Midwest. I said, where did you come from? And some of them were fairly local, Beverly Hills and that. But I'm kind of going, whoa, you know, they flew in from Michigan or somewhere. And the people from Nigeria, that's a long flight. But they all enjoyed themselves. And, you know, there were some very interesting people there. I didn't get into particulars, but there was a gentleman there who was, he was a certified prince from a part of Nigeria. And there were some ambassadors there. And, I mean, we had what, Sophia, the Grand Ballroom, right?
Yes.
I think we had the Grand Ballroom, and it was filled, Reetha. It was, I mean, you know, sometimes you go to something and it's half filled or quarter filled, and every table, every chair was filled.
There was a lot of people there for sure. There's just, and you know what, Jim and Reetha, what really I get excited about is after we do these radio shows or after we even do the events, to actually see the response and the reach, you know, literally after, when you see people try to, you know, to get their information or their photos, and then you actually see the reach from the different countries. And I mean, it's really exciting to me to actually see, you know, it's just not within the walls of the United States that, you know, Easy Way Broadcasting reaches. I mean, we go out to the, you know, literally to other parts of the country, you know, and makes me really
excited. That's true. And you know, like you have, well, you met Bright Life Entertainment. He's an amazing gentleman, and he puts together some, you know, some real big situations. And he comes through also in the combination of Eric working with Bright. It's always a, what would you call it? A lucrative event, a bustling event. And I'll tell you, I had some close talks with some of the people, and like we said before, Reetha, you would have enjoyed the, I'm not going to say costumes, the way they were dressed. It was really amazing. And I think the phone's lighting up. We can't take too many calls today because it's Labor Day and everybody has a place to go, and it's not a two-hour show. So a lot of times we have calls and the lights, but Reetha and I do our reports. And but do we have a caller we want to take? Dave Andrews, is Dave on the phone?
Hi, yeah, it's David. And
David. Hello, David. Reetha, you know David and Sophia?
Of course.
Now
hey, David.
David Andrews.
David
is a very interesting gentleman. Now, some of you remember the term, the World War II scenario with Japan, and we allowed, it was a surrender unconditionally by Truman, except the Japanese came back for one request: leave the emperor in power. Well, the emperor was left in power with the situation that MacArthur was in charge. So that's what happened. MacArthur was in charge, the emperor was still there. Well, Dave was one of the rare people that literally almost has a selfie with Emperor Hirohito, who never comes out in public, but he does come out once a year in his car. And Dave was actually there in a situation where he got a picture of Hirohito. So that was right.
That's correct. That's correct. I was pretty young at the time.
I was going to say you were 2 years old at the time.
Yeah, but I had my first Kodak Instamatic, and so... No, I had a good, nice camera. He came out once a year to open the Japanese Parliament, and I was just in Tokyo that summer on that one day, and at that 10-minute window in which he's driving in his car. So I took a nice photograph. I still have that. So, most Japanese have never seen the emperor because he never comes out. You know, just that once a year to open the Parliament. So now
Dave,
I think that's.
Dave, Sophia, and I were talking about this event we had through Bright Life Music and the ENA National Convention over there. Were you amazed or not by the... Now, had you had a chance to talk to some of the people there or mix and mingle at all?
Yeah. They gave me the job. The official job I had was called Slater. And what I do is I write down the names of the people. people before they walk onto the red carpet. And then you have to announce them in, to all the photographers and the videographers that are on the carpet. And African names are tricky for some people, but I didn't have too much difficulty with it.
Well, you speak you speak Mandarin, though. You speak
Chinese and German and some languages, and so I write, and so...
And you did it so well.
Multi-syllable, so it's not that... I was the right man for the job, let's put it that way. Anyway, what I wanted to say was that the... colorful costumes, they call them attire,
yes.
You know, the native attire, the couples would always come in the same color a lot of times, and blues and oranges and reds and
yellow.
And,
yeah.
And most of those pictures are already up, at least the initial ones, on easywaybroadcasting.com. So if you go to EZ, that's the letter E, letter Z, Way, W-A-Y, broadcasting.com, and search under photos, you'll see what we're talking about.
And you know that Mr. Bright, when he puts on an event, he literally, I mean, it's usually, I would say, very bright. You know, Bright Life Entertainment, I mean, they know how to do an event. I mean, it was, like you said, it was just so fabulous. Everybody coming together, and the costumes were so immaculate, and just everybody, you know, it was beautiful.
Besides the attire and everything, just the people were so nice
and
warm.
Yes.
Friendly. It was real nice as far as that. Just the crowd was really, it was a crowd in terms of, you know, 300 to 500 people inside the ballroom. There were a lot of people there. Besides,
yeah,
the
we filled the grand ballroom. Yep, filled it up. And people relaxed as time went on. You know, like at first, or at least mingling a little bit, but you could tell they kind of relaxed, talked to each other, and they came from far distances. I don't know if you talked to anybody other than if they shared some of the destination points or origination points. And I talked to one, there was a couple there from Canada, like I said, Nigeria and the Midwest, and some from the L.A. area.
There's people from New York, there's doctors, engineers, different
ambassadors,
and people associated with the royal family of Nigeria, they were there too, and everyone was very nice and friendly, and our friend Casey Thomas was there. She was real impressed when the
Casey
when
was
we stopped, yeah when we stopped the red carpet you know, the prince came up to her and asked her, who are you? Because they stopped the red carpet. You know, he was making fun that she was going in front of the prince.
I enjoyed the little comment. This couple came up and there. You know, when we talk about outfits, we're talking about outfits that are, you know, like the husband and wife are coming through and they both have a matching outfit with the gold,
right?
And the silver, you know, and it's like, wow, it was amazing. And the headpieces, there's a term for it, and the women had were really amazing. Gold, and the gold came out pretty with the room, because the room had kind of a tint like that. But this little girl was walking along with her parents hand in hand, and she goes, Mommy, this is so pretty. And, you know, they're looking around and out of the mouth of children, you know.
Yes.
And,
well, when you're in Africa, you actually go to the store and they're fabric stores. And then they have the dressmakers and the clothing makers. And you pick out the fabric and they custom make the clothing. That's why everything looks like it's tailored, because it actually is. They tailor the clothing. And it's really amazing, because I bought a dress when I was in Africa. And I've gone up and down several sizes since I was there, but since it was tailor-made for me, it doesn't seem to matter. As long as I don't go up above a certain size, the dress always fits, because it's designed to be tailored to my body.
Well,
yeah.
You know, Rita,
they
had
a lot of good food there, too.
Yeah, they had a couple of vendors there, you know, from, you know, a couple of them that were there from Nigeria, and they had the fabrics there, and they had
the
jewelry there, and the shoes. Oh, my gosh, they were gorgeous.
And Wright had his company there. He does hair extensions and so on. I don't know all the technicalities of that, but we basically want to thank Wright for bringing us to that. And then Eric had the, you know, with his talents, he can take what Bright brings
and
to the table.
He looks sharp
everywhere.
He looks so sharp in those outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, he did. He did. And it's also, I think it was put on by EDO Society of Southern California. They ran the whole part of the convention, and that's a state. EDO is a state in Nigeria.
Yeah, we had it at the Westin Hotel, and it was really pretty, and a lot of room, a lot of space, and you know it wasn't that far for us. I mean, L.A. airport wasn't that bad, you know, not too long a distance. But all I know is I wanted to see Aretha, and I would like to see which outfit Aretha liked and how she would look in one of those.
No, I have one. I have a couple, but I have one particular one that's more ceremonial than others. But, like I said, I got it when I was in Africa, so.
These aren't the kind of outfits that you put in the washer, that's for sure.
Oh, actually, you do. You actually do. It's amazing. Sure. The material is absolutely fabulous because it's almost wash and wear. Because it's not like in Africa they have a bunch of dry cleaners on every corner like we do. And the fabric
is actually a
natural fabric, and it washes quite well.
A lot of them have that kind of gold embroidery and the silver embroidery and, like, metal and you know, sewn in.
It looks like metal, but it's actually, they're natural fibers. So they're really nice because they wash. Now, granted, in Africa they don't use washing machines as much as we do. So a lot of it's hand washed. But it's washed. Mm-hmm. It's not dry cleaned.
Now, Sophia, did you have a chance to, get up front and personal with anyone? Because I know you were so busy with, checking people in and out. Did you wind up having a conversation and finding out some particulars about anyone in particular?
Well, I would say the only ones I basically had a conversation with were the ones that were actually standing guard right there in the front tables. You know, everybody had their wristband on. You know,
there's a lot of security. Yeah.
Yes, a lot of security. You weren't getting by unless you had a wristband for sure.
And even after you got in, they were checking their security all over.
Yes.
Well, we're almost out of time, so is there any last words anyone wants to say?
Oh, yes, definitely for sure. We want to make sure that, you know, if anyone has any kind of needs, they want to do social media or they want us to cover, you know, their events and, you know, that actually they can go to Easy Way Broadcasting and, just check it out. And then there's on a page, I believe it's underneath services, they can go down there and just put their information in and we'll get it and, you know, We'll take care of them from there.
Beyond Marketing, right, Sophia?
Yes.
EasyWayBroadcasting.com, Beyond Marketing. If
yes.
you're thinking of marketing, go way beyond that, and that's where we're at with the filming, the editing, the posting, the blogging, so on and so forth.
Yes, and also everything. Yes,
yeah.
And also everything from the Special Olympics is up, all the videos and all that content. So if anyone wants to see the Special Olympics video from Mission Viejo, that's all up on the Easy Way Broadcasting too. So we want to make sure everybody, you know, gets there and gets to see all that.
Well, Sophia, again, I'm going to say thank you a million times over for all your help. Aretha knows what a benefit you are and how much you're helping. Dave, thank you for coming down and your support.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes he takes the microphone and he actually does the interviewing, and Dave's doing his books, The English Slave. He's four books. And anyway, we're about out of time, but thank you, everybody. And Aretha, here we go again. Another week flies by, huh?
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say happy Labor Day to everybody.
Happy Labor
and
Day.
We'll be here
happy
next
Labor
Monday,
Day.
10 a.m.
Happy Labor Day. Have a good
one. Guys. Thank you much, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, Star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.